Hello, and welcome to True Crime Sleep Stories. Tonight, we'll take a quiet walk into the shadows of Austin, Texas, a city known for lively music, good food, and warm nights that stretch long into the early morning hours. Just beyond the downtown lights, where the Colorado River winds its way through the heart of the city, lies Lady Bird Lake, a calm body of water with a troubled undercurrent. Over the past few years, something strange has begun to whisper through the streets of Austin. A growing number of young men, often athletic, intelligent, and out enjoying the nightlife, have vanished, only to be found later in the murky waters of Lady Bird Lake. No single cause, no clear pattern, just the same eerie ending again and again. Local authorities have said there's no foul play, but online forums, grieving families, and curious residents aren't so sure. They ask a question that lingers like mist over the water. Is there a serial killer stalking Austin's streets? But before we get into tonight's story, I have a special announcement. CrimeCon 2025 is right around the corner. Mark your calendars for September 5th through 7th, 2025, and join me in Denver, Colorado for the ultimate true crime experience. You can get 10% off your ticket using my exclusive discount code BRINK, B-R-I-N-K, at checkout. As a special thank you to my listeners, stop by my table with your ticket code receipt, because I'll have a free signed copy of my book waiting just for you. Come say hi. I can't wait to meet you at CrimeCon 2025 in Denver, Colorado. Now, settle in, close your eyes, and let's float quietly down this river of mystery, where the truth sleeps just below the surface. Austin, Texas. A city that hums with music, laughter, and movement. A city alive with color and culture, where streets pulse with the rhythm of life and the promise of something always happening just around the corner. But like every city, Austin has its quiet places too. And sometimes it's in the quiet where the unsettling things happen. There's a body of water that lies still and low just southeast of downtown. It's called Lady Bird Lake. You've probably seen it on postcards or Instagram. Joggers crossing the boardwalk, kayaks drifting in the golden light of sunset. A peaceful place, a beautiful place. But over the past several years, the lake has gained a totally different reputation. One far less idyllic. A pattern has emerged, quiet but undeniable. Young men, mostly in their 20s or early 30s, disappearing after a night downtown, often spotted last near Rainy Street, a vibrant strip of bars and clubs. Hours or days later, their bodies are found in the water, fully clothed, no obvious wounds, no clear signs of struggle. Authorities call them tragic drownings, accidents, a sad but simple explanation. But many others believe there is more to the story. Tonight, we float slowly through this mystery and listen to the whispers of what some are calling the work of a serial killer, and others, something stranger still. So get comfortable and come with me now to the edge of the water. It all began quietly. From 2008 to 2019, numerous men would go missing whose bodies would later be recovered in Lady Bird Lake. Police would often rule these deaths as unfortunate, accidental drownings. One man's death was ruled as a suicide, even though his eyes were taped shut and his hands were found bound with duct tape. In February 2023, Jason John, a 30-year-old athletic man with a bright future, went out on Rainy Street with friends. He was last seen around 2 a.m. walking alone. His body was found a week later floating in Lady Bird Lake. Then came Jonathan Honey, April 2023. He was visiting Austin from Washington, D.C., attending a wedding. He, too, was last seen on Rainy Street. Hours later, his body was pulled from the lake. Each case had eerie similarities. Young, fit men, enjoying a night out, last seen near the bars and nightlife. No signs of injury, and always, the water. Some of them had alcohol in their systems, and some didn't. Some were found quickly, others days later. But the pattern, well, it was there, unmistakable to those who were watching closely. And people were watching. Online, Reddit threads began to spark with theories. Locals shared rumors. TikToks began to go viral, drawing attention to this mystery. Some called it a coincidence, but others remembered the smiley face killer theory, a controversial case in the Midwest where dozens of young men drowned under suspicious circumstances, and some believed it was the work of a coordinated killer or group. Was Austin seeing something similar? One post online read,
"Too many young men. Too many drownings. All from Rainy Street. All found in Lady Bird Lake. This isn't normal. Something's wrong."
People began to get nervous. Joggers said they didn't like passing the lake at night. Bartenders said they kept a closer eye than usual on their customers. Parents warned their sons, "Don't walk home alone." Some pointed to the fence near the lake, or lack of it. Lady Bird Lake isn't actually a swimming lake. It's dammed, murky, and the edges are often steep, slippery, and poorly lit. Some areas don't even have railings. The city, faced with growing fear, put up more fencing, added more lights, and promised more patrols. But the deaths didn't stop. In 2024, five more deaths were reported in Lady Bird Lake. And so far in 2025, two more. Again, the same circumstances, and again, no answers. Families pleaded for investigations. Friends started GoFundMes to raise awareness. A local crime blog started tracking the deaths with a chilling timeline. The authorities pushed back. The Austin Police Department released multiple statements saying there was no evidence of foul play, no injuries, no sign of an attacker, and no proof of a serial killer. "These are tragic accidents," they said. "There's no reason to believe that these cases are connected." But for many, that wasn't enough. How could so many healthy young men all make the same fatal mistake? Why were none of them able to call for help? Why were there no witnesses, not even cameras, in an area full of bars and nightlife? And perhaps the most haunting question of all, what if the person or force behind these deaths is still out there? Some theories took a darker turn. Could someone be targeting drunk men, posing as a helpful stranger, only to lead them away? Could there be drugs involved or something untraceable? Was someone pushing them into the water? Other voices suggested something less human. Old legends whispered in late-night conversation talked about spirits on the water, drownings as offerings, and water pulling people under who didn't respect its edge. Most people just wanted a clear answer, something to explain why so many lives had ended in the same quiet place. Lady Bird Lake, no longer just a place of peace, but now a place of fear. A place where something or someone waits in the dark. Imagine walking along the edge of the lake at night. The stars reflecting softly on the water, the distant thump of music from Rainy Street behind you. You're alone, maybe a little tipsy, maybe lost in thought. You lean over the rail, or maybe there is no rail. Your foot slips. Or maybe there's a voice behind you that says,
"Hey, need some help?"
And when you turn around, there's no one there. Just the sound of water, and then silence. In recent months, more pressure has mounted. Local podcasters and investigative journalists have dug deeper into the timeline. Some private investigators have offered their own conclusions that these are not random drownings, that someone may be exploiting the vulnerabilities of intoxicated men in a popular party zone. Some believe there's a predator. Others say the city simply hasn't done enough to make the area safe. Still, the official stance remains the same: no foul play. The case is, as of now, unsolved. But if you walk down Rainy Street late at night, you'll see the posters. You'll hear the stories. And if you stand at the edge of Lady Bird Lake, you might feel it too. That quiet pull, that lingering sense that something is waiting just beneath the surface. Tonight, as you rest, know that the city sleeps too. But some stories do not go quietly. They ripple outward like sound on water. They return again and again, no matter how many times we try to dismiss them. Lady Bird Lake remains still, but the mystery goes on. Good night, and sleep well.